Hey guys, welcome back to German Footballers Podcast. Today, this is episode 16, and we are going to be talking about the importance of ball mastery.
Yeah, ball mastery is kind of a subject that a lot of people, argue over. Some people say, like, you shouldn't be doing it, it's not game realistic, but we're going to give you our take on it and what we think it improves and, like, our personal experience after, you know, doing ball mastery for a while now.
Yeah, so the first thing that I think is the most important thing that ball mastery helps you with is your confidence to dribble, take on defenders, be creative in, like, those tight situations, and just have that extra bit of confidence to know that you've trained for this and that you can get out of those situations and your touch is better, your dribbling is better, your speed of play is better, everything.
Yeah, and if you can manipulate the ball in many different ways, again, that'll just give you that extra confidence, you know, that you can beat that defender, you can get out of that tight space because you've done these movements over and over again. So yeah, it really helps with your confidence, and we personally have gotten a lot more confidence because we know we have the ability with the ball at our feet to, you know, beat a player or get out of a tight situation. And going off of that, it can make you a lot more creative on the field, especially if you're an attacking player, you know, beating that defender and then you can make in that pass. But if you didn't, if you hadn't been, you know, working on your ball control and manipulating the ball, then maybe you don't beat that defender and you don't get that assist for that goal.
Yeah, like, creativity is a big part of, like, playing soccer. A lot of coaches, like, if you talk to them, they're saying, like, oh, we're looking for a creative outside mid or a creative 10, stuff like that. And being creative all comes from you working hard outside of just playing games and really working on, like, fine-tuning all of your touches and stuff so that you can become creative and do new things that you never thought you could do on the pitch.
Yeah, and having good feet, for example, I think one of the best players in the world with, like, in terms of, like, how good their feet are is, like, Bernardo Silva from Man City. And he's just, like, so silky with his movements.
Oh, yeah.
And his dribbling. And if you can manipulate the ball like that, and you can control the ball like that, any coach would want you on their team.
Yeah, and they're, like, being creative comes all the way down to the training, the actual training you do. Like, there are thousands of ball mastery drills that you can do. You can make up ball mastery drills. You can do so many options with it. And that's part of, I feel like, the creative, like, process. So, like, be creative in your training also, and that will translate to the game.
Yeah. Again, piggybacking off of that, we've already kind of mentioned it. Getting out of, like, tight spaces and situations in the game, you'll always be faced at probably at least once in the game where, I don't know, you have two or three guys on you, or you have to beat a player and then there's another player right thereafter. So you got to be ready. You got to be quick on your feet. and you have to be ready to beat that player. And if you can do that, that's a testament of your training.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many times in the game where you have, like, two guys on you because you get, like, a pass and you have two guys coming on fast behind your back. And, like, your ability to get out of that is, like, what, like, coaches and, like, other players hope that you do, because if you can get out of those situations and then play the simple pass, that looks really good to, like, everyone watching the game.
Exactly, and going back to the Bernardo Silva comment, again, a coach would definitely want you on their team if you are able to wriggle out of a challenge and then beat another player and then play the pass because you're special and you can manipulate the ball very well and beat players and get out of tight situations, which will help your team in the long run.
Yeah, and the next thing that we're going to talk about is that ball mastery can improve your speed of play greatly. I've seen a big improvement on this. If you can, like, dribble faster, always training to become faster at quick your dribbling, feet. Quick feet and stuff like that, you will see it, your improvement in the game, because you will do those quick moves, get the ball away, and then that momentum will take you forward and you'll just keep playing like that.
Yeah. Think about, like, with ball mastery drills, excuse me, you're repeating the same movements over and over again. So say you're practicing like a step over or like an L move. If you continuously do those, you obviously get faster and faster as you keep doing those. And when you're in a game, if you hadn't practiced those, you would be slow and the defender would probably get it. But since you practice the L move over and over again, you can do it very quickly, you can beat the defender, and then you can play the ball and your team still has possession.
Yeah, and just another thing with the speed of play, like personally, if you like beat a defender and then make a cross, like that adrenaline that you get from beating the defender, that kind of like boosts up your speed of play
and your confidence as well.
Yeah. And that's like a big key, I feel like, in like the pro game and stuff. Like, they have so much confidence in themselves that they're able to play at that fast pace because they know their abilities and they know that they can play at that pace.
Yeah. Last thing, we just want to go over our personal experience with doing ball mastery. We've been doing it since like we started training pretty much. Yeah. So almost like 4 years. And like we do it literally in like, I don't know, a 5x5 yard box. I do it in my basement.
Same here.
But and yeah, it's really helped. You go ahead.
The thing with ball mastery is you can do it anywhere. Like, you don't have to be on the pitch to do it. You can do it in your basement. I do it on carpet. Yeah, you can do it on tile, wood, literally any floor you can find. The street, yeah. Anything, like, you don't have to have soccer shoes on. You don't have to have cleats. You don't have to have indoors. You could wear sneakers.
Mm-hmm. Like, bare feet, even.
Yeah. Anything. And I feel like a lot of people, that's an excuse that they have when they try and do ball mastery. They're like, oh, I don't have a pitch to go to, or I don't have cleats on. Yeah. And, like, that doesn't matter. You're still going to improve your touch either way.
Yeah, you don't need a full field and a goal to improve. You really need a ball and, like, 5 yards of space, and that's really all you need. And that's the kind of training we do when, you know, it's not the optimal weather outside, or just when we want to switch up our training.
Yeah. Like, I do my ball mastery sometimes with socks on. On the carpet, and I kind of like it because it makes the ball a lot more slippery, so it like creates like that slippery environment, and it's a lot harder to control the ball.
Yeah. So personal experience, we've been doing it for a while. You know, we always switch up the workouts. We have a bunch of them on the Instagram page, and we actually do those a lot, and I really enjoy ball mastery training. And personally, in games, like from 2 years ago even to now, I can see a much, much bigger difference in how I'm able to beat players off the dribble and get out of tight situations and fool defenders. And it's really helped my game, and I can guarantee it will really help you game if you stick with it. And if you stick to doing similar movement patterns over and over again that you think will work in a game, and just keep doing those, and you will get better, and you'll notice in practice, and then you'll notice in games.
Yeah, I mean, we actually have a post on our Instagram where Dan, he did a drill, and then he used the exact movements from that drill to be the guy in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, like, ball mastery, I feel like it's helped me, like, so much. We started off, we weren't the best with our feet, I'd say. Yeah. I mean, I was always, like, pretty good with my feet.
You were better than me with your feet, for sure.
But, like, I love doing ball mastery because I feel like it translates to the game so much. Like, if you're doing just like the classic cone weave, you don't realize how many times in the game you use those exact movements.
Mm-hmm.
And little stuff like that. And if you can keep getting better at that stuff, you're going to see major improvements. Yeah. And we have already, but we can always improve. Yeah.
And like with the cone weave, like, you can get faster, you can get your touches tighter. And when you keep doing those movements over and over again, when you break out into the dribble in a game after you win the ball, and 2 years ago, when you had a nice touch and it went to the other defender, now you take a touch and it's right at your foot, and then you beat that defender. So it's just always, like, constantly improving, always doing the drills faster, better, cleaner, and it will help you.
And if you're doing ball mastery right, let me tell you, that is a workout.
Oh, yeah. You can make it really intense. Like, I
have my legs burning. Yeah. I'm out of breath. I'm panting. Mm-hmm. It's good workout.
It's a good tool for fitness, too. Yeah. So, highly recommend doing it.
Yeah, so that about wraps up for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you on the next one.